You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, today, if you happen to be checking our show out on YouTube, as we are now on there, day number two, the men's room now live for your viewing pleasure on YouTube at KISW Rock. Do us a favor, please like and subscribe to our YouTube page. Mm-hmm. That way, every day, you can watch our ugly mugs in here.
Yeah.
That's going to be a new fashion show. Every day, I'm going to wear a different shirt, I believe.
I keep forgetting that we're on.
No, yeah. I'm not. I don't have that much clothes.
Yeah, I still got to buy three more of these shirts. Or I got to wash.
Oh, you're doing the Steve Jobs things for sure?
I think so.
Just make it easy?
For the rest of the year.
Why not?
It's already September. You can do that, man.
Got to buy three more of these shirts?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
All right. Good times. Men's Room now on YouTube at KISW Rock. All right, Sit and Spin's coming up a first time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Here's a funny one. Can you please give a shout out to my best friend Ryan for our third anniversary today?
No.
No. Anniversary. I mean,
no, we don't do that.
We had an anniversary. We didn't even celebrate it on the air. We were up to Black Raven Brewery, you know? Hanging out.
I mean, happy anniversary.
Is she even married to this guy? It's just an anniversary of a friendship.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Ridiculous.
On to the birthday show, brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Oliver Cholos, today is my amazing husband's 31st birthday. I'd love to give him a fart montage and a cut that bitch off. By the way, you all are the greatest radio show of all times.
Oh,
and a delight to my husband on his drive into work. Thanks, guys. With lots of love. That from Lisa. Guys, could you please give a loud, farty 38th birthday shout out to my boyfriend, Steven. He is hardworking, a single dad who loves football, fishing, and family. And I'm thankful that we matched online 3 years ago. Obviously, this calls for a fart montage. And please talk all over yourselves about your favorite cuts of meat. P.S. guys, congrats on 20 years. That from Jessica.
Yeah.
Yes, I have one.
Favorite cuts of meat.
Oh, comes with the chicken. Hang on.
That sound really wet, dude. I'm going to say chicken. I'm going to go with the thigh and the whip.
When it comes to beef ribs, I'm down with that. Or otherwise,
the shoulder.
Or ribeye. If you get a barbecue, you're going to kind of land correctly. I'll take it. The thigh doesn't matter. That is absolutely freaking delicious. Although I'd like to eat it myself for a chance.
All those.
Keep it beefy.
Birthday request. Old gentleman, today I'm fine because 68 is great. For my birthday wish, my family joined me to celebrate your 20th anniversary of Black Raven.
Nice.
My daughter excused our way to the front of the stage so I could get the full effect since I was on my, quote, wheels. Then afterwards, she got all of your autographs on the picture. Definitely have runway skills, but Miles killing it. So could I get
Wow.
Obama drop the beat, a bong hit, a happy Chinooka, some words of wisdom from Coach Smith, and a dad joke or two from Miles. You guys always brighten our days just being you. Rock on, brothers. Love the Jackster.
Drop the beat.
Happy Chinooka.
Just some wise words from Coach. All right, here you go. Still this from another coach. When all is said and done, as a rule, often more is said than done. Ooh. It's Lou Holtz.
Okay. He would have said it with a little bit more.
When all is said and done, as a rule, often more said than done.
All right, Jaxter, here's some dad jokes. Guys, I asked my prison cellmate, how long are you in here for?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said about 3 more minutes. I told my daughter the only B word you should ever be called is beautiful.
Yeah.
Bitches love to be called beautiful. What do you call a conifer that does kung fu?
I don't know.
Spruce Lee.
Damn it.
What's Minnie's favorite ride at Disney, Ted?
Goofy.
Mickey, yes. Why would she cheat on him?
Damn, dog.
You know the joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cougar.
Cougar who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Puma.
Puma who?
Puma pants. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. BG.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, cut it to 5:08. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hart and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The Girl Scouts are introducing a new cookie for the upcoming season.
Oh
yeah?
Great.
Yeah, baby. The Explore-mores.
That is a bad name.
What is the season? I thought we already did it this year.
Well, the upcoming season, Ted.
All right.
Right, man. Do they do it twice a year? I just feel like, I won't say what station it is, the Wolf, but inevitably,
springtime, isn't it?
They bring in, like, some Girl Scout, and you're not going to say no, because you get ambushed. I'm sitting at the desk, I'm working, she's like 11, 12 years old, she's cute, has the sales pitch, and you're like, all right, man, I'm going to buy these cookies for me.
Do we ever see her again?
No.
I don't think so.
No, we got the cookies. Right.
Girl Scout cookie season typically runs nationally January to April. So we're coming up on it. But it's a Rocky Road-inspired cookie, the Explore-mores. I'm excited for it. It looks good.
What is it supposed to taste like? Explore-mores. I mean, like...
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a s'mores thing that's more on the Rocky Road tip.
No disrespect.
It's got marshmallow. Okay. It's got chocolate.
No disrespect to the Girl Scout cookies. The Girl Scouts, they don't make the cookies. The Girl Scout Cookie Corporation,
yeah.
They have not knocked one out of the park in years.
I mean,
I've tried all their new ones this morning. I've tried them.
The s'more was great.
Pretty good.
They're okay, but they're not as good as some of the tried and true.
Like what?
Well, I mean,
I think the old ones suck.
Tagalongs are pretty good.
Tagalongs are the good
thin
ones.
Thin mints are really good.
Yeah.
Samoas, obviously, are the king.
Thin mints are something that you can give away at a restaurant.
Even the little butter cookies, whatever they're called.
Just
the plain ass, like Ronald McDonald cookies. Yeah,
plain ass. That's a great way to.
That's not what it's called. Plain ass Girl Scout cookies.
Plain ass Girl Scout cookies.
Plain ass Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I mean, my mom loves those. She's 81.
Yeah, yeah.
They're easy on her teeth.
That's no kidding. Put them in milk, they just disappear in your mouth.
I feel like it used to be a smaller time that you could get them, so people went crazy for them. But I'm with you anymore. It's like, all right. Right.
Yeah. Well, it's just because it happens all the time. And they're everywhere now.
Yeah.
And it used to be like they'd knock on your door, but now they're knocking on your door of the show, but work. They're in front of the grocery store.
Yeah.
They chase you down the street. They're hiding in my dishwasher.
The girls that I see out front of like the QFC I go to, all right, you're out here hustling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll go, all right, you didn't just send mom or dad into work with a page.
Yeah.
So I might buy a box or two off of them.
They're starting to hide them inside the stores, though. They don't make them sit outside anymore, I don't think. Especially when they got that, like that, what's that word? Kind of that secondary door, the one that blocks from the, you know, you got that little gap in there.
That's
They're starting to put them in there. So now I can't spot them when I'm going into the damn store.
That's crap.
I know.
I mean, at this
point. That's entrapment.
Well, it's like guerrilla warfare. Like,
yes.
You're Girl Scouts. Let's remember this. It's not that your cookies are bad. I have no problem buying the cookies, but I cannot be ambushed every place I go. Like, I bought them at work, and then I go to the store, and then I go home, and then I go here, and then I go there. Like, look, one of you, one. They need one rep per region.
And last time I ran into a Boy Scout, man, he had a bunch of good stuff.
Like, what are the Boy Scouts?
I mean, they've been pipping
popcorn
for years, but they have, like, chocolate turtles or something. I was just like, my man.
They also have the 3-pack of pizzas. They basically have everything.
That's a huge one.
Everything that your band in high school would sell, whatever they picked.
Right.
The Boy Scouts sometimes, they same well.
Got the whole trading post out
there. Yeah. Those $2 candy bars, you know.
According to a new study, beer drinkers are mosquito magnets.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I rarely get bitten.
Yeah, it's because mosquitoes are racist.
I believe they are racist. And I love that form of racism. They're like, I ain't biting your black ass.
Right.
You know, I think it's fantastic.
Like, ironically, last week I was talking to somebody who doesn't drink. And they were like, I got so many bug bites. And we were in the same room, and Thrill was across the way. And I go, that a-hole never gets bitten.
I don't.
It just bugs the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that you always dump on me something good. Hey, guys, I'm healthy. F you. Hey, man, I don't get bitten by mosquitoes.
You had fleas all over your apartment because of those cats.
Yeah.
And they never even touched you.
No, they're racist, too.
I would walk in the apartment, man. They would come out of wherever they were and like, all right, food.
Finally, a white guy.
Food.
The white meat. The CDC issued a warning that a deadly kissing bug disease is on the rise in the U.S. We've covered that.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
I feel like that was talked about.
You're not supposed to step on them either.
That's right. And they bite your lip and then just start,
and then
burrowing in. And then pooping in there.
I mean, that's it. I'm going to open a wound on your face and I'm going to poop in it.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
they're going to bite you in your nostrils, near your eyes, anywhere where there's moisture.
Yeah.
Under your armpits.
In your lips.
They're saying.
Yeah.
In your pants.
Well,
if it's moist.
Yummy, baby.
Sorry, I got excited. I got bit by a bug.
Kissing bug.
Oh.
Do you still stay hot down there in the winter?
It's always warm in the jungle, Miles.
All year long.
It's kind of like Hawaii, 88 degrees all the time.
And we were bushwhacking last week. We got a lot of stuff out of there.
Did you really?
It's still warm, yeah.
Cleared out some property?
Yeah.
Barren land.
Well, I have a machete, so.
We've culled the herd.
Right?
We've reaped the field.
Well, I got a flight in a couple weeks. I know. It's going to go off. And we keep talking about it, so now I'm getting ads for cooling underwear.
Are you serious?
Oh.
Yeah.
Cooling
Why
underwear.
Why don't you try it, go through TSA, and see how it goes, man? I mean,
I'm
seriously.
Just used to it.
Because then you can tell them, like, hey, man, just side note. I'm wearing cooling underwear. Usually my bees are red hot.
Or just have ice down there or something. See if they notice.
Oh,
Sorry, like a couple cubes.
Why is there ice in your underpants?
Because I got hot boys.
I got hot boys.
They call me Teddy Hot Bees.
Ted is going to patent a new ice pack that is for your boys, and it's going to be called Hot Boys. Hot boys ice pack.
It's kind of like a pad, but you just stick it in between.
Right.
You stick it on
it's
the,
not too cold where it's uncomfortable.
They got cooling blankets.
Yeah. You stick it on the happy road between the
I
boys.
I get ads for those, too.
Boys in the back door. And stick it right there. Walk in.
My Instagram's all over the place. You need a cold blanket and cold underwear, dude.
Here you got Hot B, son.
Here's your problem. Here's a little fan for down there.
The beef fan.
So is there an electronic in your pants?
It's a fan for
my boys.
Yeah,
they're running hot.
Put your thinking caps on, boys. Really it's time for the...
Reach down between my legs. You go, damn, that's hot.
Ow!
It's a touch of the curly
ding
guy.
Ding dong. He needs an oven mitt when he uses the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, I'm used to it. Sometimes I break it out for her.
You're going to need this.
Damn it. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is an I word that means to say something in a subtle or indirect way. An I word meaning to say something in a subtle or indirect way. Ted Smith, any guesses?
Inconspicuous.
Ooh. I like it. Miles. Yeah.
Indiscreet.
I like it. Steve the Thrill Hill. An I word that is to say something that is subtle in a subtle or indirect way.
Innocuous.
Incognito.
Insinuate.
Whatever.
New research suggests that while cutting back on
I never said you're ugly.
Well, like you.
Out loud.
You're obviously good looking.
New research suggests that while cutting back on caffeine may not cause vivid dreams, they say it could set the foundation for them. That's a cop-out.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
Causing them?
What, do you drink coffee before you go to bed? Like, who does this?
I think you're supposed to not drink coffee, like, you're supposed to, like, cut it off at noon, like, 8 hours before you go to bed or something like that.
All right.
So,
I don't know.
Or maybe just cutting down on the caffeine.
Some more, cut back. You drink a lot of coffee. Cut back, see what happens.
Yeah, I'm going to get pissy.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. I'm going to get mad during the day. More on sleep. The growth hormone not only fuels your sleep, it also pushes you back awake.
Growth hormone, so it makes you go to sleep and then wakes your ass up.
Makes you go to sleep. Well, it kind of pushes you, it fuels your sleep.
Okay.
Makes you sleep better as it's, you know, repairing everything that's going on.
What really wakes you up in the morning? Is it an alarm?
Crippling anxiety.
Okay. Cool. Mine is like three big farts, and then that kind of loosens up, and now I got to pee.
Oh, no.
We got to pee, and then I go back to bed, and then within like 15 minutes, now I got to go number two.
Voices of the dog.
Yeah.
As in the voices in the home, in my head.
Or a garbage.
But once other people are up, then the dog has determined that it is important that I also get out of bed.
Sometimes my new kid, Linus, Dom, he'll wake up from sleeping at my feet. He'll wake up and he'll stumble up by my face, and then he'll just...
Right,
just flop right onto me, and then that's how I wake up.
And then
if I dare shift, then he'll just get up and he'll run and he'll go find his mom and he'll scream the entire time.
And now my dog just runs down the hall, dives into bed, and starts licking my bald head.
Oh, thank you, bald.
Basically, saying like, "Are you awake?"
Back to 10.
Back to 10.
I'll cool him off for you, buddy.
Here we go.
That's actually heating him up.
Yeah. Micro needles inspired by bee stings may be the key to improving drug absorption and pain reduction. They're creating micro needles.
I mean, it makes sense. Bees have only been doing it for thousands of years.
Right. It's just a matter of,
and we know their stingers work.
Yeah. It gets through it.
Yeah.
It hurts like a bitch for a while there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that got me thinking. So that's an invention that was made from a kind of a cool origin there. But
sure.
Did you guys know that there's a lot more?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So today we are covering the 10 coolest accidental inventions.
All right.
Like Viagra.
That is actually on the list. There you go. Okay. I'm actually going to start with that one. That's number 10 on the list.
Is it an accidental invention or an accidental benefit?
For what it's being used for.
One of the most prescribed drugs in the world, Viagra, was originally developed to help treat angina, a heart condition.
Wow.
I didn't know I had an angina.
A heart condition that constricts the vessels that supply the heart with blood. During drug trials, the pill proved inefficient at preventing anginas. However, it did yield another result, an increased number of erections in male participants.
So it doesn't really work for what it's initially...
Right.
Although that was a side effect.
So that's an accidental...
The drug still would be used for, but
exactly.
It's not. It's not at all.
Side note, I'm going to sound stupid. What happens when women take Viagra?
I don't know that anything.
Well, probably just blood flow.
Right.
Like Chad Johnson, he used to play for the Bengals, right? He would say, I took Viagra before the game, every game.
Gotcha.
Because of the blood flow through my body. It just gets me jacked up.
Gotcha. Okay, I like it.
By the way, I just had to Google, what does the suffix angina mean? Because there's a vagina. Then we have an angina.
And a regina.
It derives from a Latin word I can't pronounce, to strangle.
Oh!
Just keep that in mind.
Because it's constricting of the blood vessels.
Yeah
so it's
because I'm like, obviously, there's something with the vagina.
Super glue shows up on the list of the coolest accidental inventions. It was first encountered many years before its true purpose was determined. Researcher Harry Coover, who worked at Eastman Kodak, first attempted to use the substance to create plastic gun sights during World War II, which became problematic because it stuck to everything. In 1951, Coover experimented with the glue yet again, this time to develop heart-resistant jet airplane canopies, becoming frustrated yet again because it stuck to everything. These experiments helped him realize that the glue didn't require any heat or pressure to bond two items together permanently. Thus, super glue was born.
Hmm. All right. Crazy glue.
Crazy glue.
I thought crazy glue was first.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I just remember crazy glue and
the guy with the hat.
Yeah, the little
as far as what was advertised, probably crazy glue.
Yeah. Velcro shows up on the list.
Mm-hmm.
What do dogs have to do with Velcro, you might ask? They're the reason it was invented. After taking his canine companion for a walk in the woods one day, a Swiss electrical engineer noticed that cockle burrs were sticking to his clothing and the dog's fur.
Yep.
Those little burrs that you'll find out there in nature, they were sticking to
everything. Oh, so he just replicated
them. When he returned home, he examined the burrs under a microscope, discovering that they had small hooks that allowed them to easily attach to loops found in fabric and fur. And then in 55, after experimenting with many different materials, he determined that nylon was the most suitable and Velcro was born. It's actually, what is it, hook and loop?
Yeah, basically, it's just hooks and loops.
Is what it's called. Like, Velcro is actually a brand, if I'm not mistaken.
Velcro is the brand, right, and hook and loop might be the...
It's like hook and loop.
Name, I'm not sure.
Adhesive or something like that, I don't know. Coolest accidental inventions, Silly Putty shows up on the list.
Wallpaper cleaner.
Like a few other accidental inventions on this list, Silly Putty was created during World War II, Steve. James Wright, an engineer working for the U.S. War Production Board, was attempting to make a cheap alternative for synthetic rubber when he added boric acid to silicone oil, yielding a substance that had more bounce and stretch than rubber. Unfortunately, the government wasn't interested in the material. But a few years later, a businessman noticed how entertaining it was at a party, which prompted him to rename the substance Silly Putty and market it as a children's toy.
Mm-hmm. Do they still sell that?
Yes.
Do kids know what it is?
Yeah.
Sure.
So it comes in just, egg, right? Just something that a kid can form.
Yeah.
It really doesn't have a practical purpose. That's probably why the Army did not buy it. Like, what are we going to do with this, you know? Other than give it to your kids and have them play with it.
Exactly. It's a rubber alternative, but oh boy.
It is still odd, though. Like, I'm going to build this to help out the Army in wartime.
Give
and some
it to
guys
kids.
Like, yeah.
I think it's better.
Silly Putty. Your putty sucks.
This is silly. Sucks.
Give it to the kids. Maybe they'll put it on newspaper.
That's what we used to do. In comic books.
Just rip off the ink.
Yeah.
Do not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the bad one. It sticks to hair.
Do not find yourself there. That is not the...
Or just shave first.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to walk upstairs and get scissors. You need the scissors for it. Don't worry. Don't ask, Bob.
Don't. I'll have it back in a minute.
Right.
Play-Doh. A beloved children's toy to this day, Play-Doh was initially invented as a cleaning product. There's your welcome,
Steve. You got to mix it up, man.
Before World War II, most homes were heated using coal, which left layers of soot deposits throughout the house, including wallpaper, which Play-Doh was meant to assist with. But after the war, natural gas became a far more common heat source, leaving Noah and Joseph McVicker in their invention without a customer base. And the company... on the brink of bankruptcy. But in the early 1950s, he discovered that his sister, a school teacher, was giving the material to her students and using as modeling dough. After testing the product in nurseries and schools, they established Rainbow Crafts as the company under which the product would be sold, and it was originally offered only in off-white, but colors were introduced the following year.
Okay.
Off-white.
Yeah.
Off-white. Okay, fine. Popsicles show up on the list of the coolest accidental inventions. Invented by 11-year-old Frank Epperson in 1905, the original popsicle came to be when he forgot a powder flavored soda water mixture on the porch one evening with a stir stick in it. The weather was incredibly cold outside, causing the mixture to freeze onto the stick, but not until 1922 was this treat served to the public. When Epperson brought them to the local fireman's ball, where they had where they were an enormous hit. Realizing the commercial potential of the product, he applied for a frozen confectionery patent in 1924 under the name Epsicle Ice Pop.
Did you ever make your own popsicles when you were a kid, like a
swimming project? Tray?
Yeah, with little toothpicks.
Yeah.
You put the cellophane, you put the toothpaste.
I watched a cartoon back in the day. It was called Dexter's Lab, and they had one of those you know, kind of what we're doing here with the YouTube stream, the little in-between videos that they have there.
Yeah.
And they had the characters, and they taught you how to do that right there. I was like, that's cool. I'm going to do it. It was awesome.
That's what we should do on the stream. Instructional videos.
They were really tasty.
I
used to do it all the time.
Any fruit juice that you want, dude.
Country Time Lemonade.
Yeah.
I had that. I just make
Yeah. Well, and they used to sell ones, like, that were just made for it.
Yeah, well, they had, like, the actual stick.
Yeah.
And the
Anesthesia shows up on the list. For those of us with a low pain tolerance, this invention has been quite a saving grace. In the 1800s, Crawford Long, William Morton, Charles Jackson, and Horace Wells all discovered that breathing in ether or nitrous oxide could suppress pain. By participating...
Hey, man, anyone else not hurt? That's how that happened.
That's exactly right. By participating in laughing parties where these compounds were inhaled for recreation and entertainment, the men learned more about the drug's effect on people's perceptions of pain. Morton and Jackson adopted the use of anesthesia for dental purposes, while Long administered it for a minor surgeries.
Mm-hmm. So and it was literally drug addicts serve no purpose. Yeah. Kiss my ass.
They literally like, dude, we should use this on patients. This is great.
Something practical.
That's kind of wild.
Awesome. I feel no pain.
Hey, they were right.
That's right. Yep. All of a sudden, my teeth don't hurt. Hey, doc, get back there, do your thing. Chocolate chip cookies. It's hard to believe these wildly popular cookies could have been an accident, but they were. Ruth Graves Wakefield and her husband Kenneth ran the Toll House in Massachusetts, where Ruth prepared all of the food for the inn's guests. She had developed quite a reputation for her cooking, but in 1930, while preparing a batch of chocolate butter dropped dew cookies, Ruth realized that she was out of baker's chocolate. Assessing with what substitute ingredients she had on hand, she chopped up a bar of Nestle's semi-sweet chocolate and tossed the pieces in with the mixture. Expecting the chips would melt into the dough as they cooked, like baker's chocolate would, she was surprised to find that they had instead retained their shape, but were soft and gooey. The success of this treat of these treats had her recipe for chocolate crunch cookies featured in several newspapers and on a Betty Crocker radio program. She later established an agreement with Andrew Nestle of the Nestle Company for a lifetime supply of semi-sweet chocolate in exchange for the recipe being printed on the bar's label.
It's amazing.
That's
a chocolate
the deal she made.
That's it.
Correct. I just want all the chocolate. He's like, cool.
Well, chocolate chip cookies, the batter's good.
Yeah.
But no one ever just makes them plain.
No.
Wait, you know what? Which would be a great cookie, too. Like, no one just puts nuts in that batter.
Just a biscuit.
Yeah, I've had Reese's Pieces before. Or anything different.
Yeah.
You can just take the batter. There's so many options. Reese's but they chicken, always just cookies. Do mm-hmm. chocolate chip.
Exactly.
Not that that's bad. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But what would that cookie be called without the chocolate chip?
That's why I just called it a biscuit.
Whatever else you put in it.
You can put Butterfinger in there. You can put anything you want in it.
Butterfinger cookie.
I'd see what Ted's saying. Like what do you call?
What was the original one? It was the something dew cookie. Like,
What is that bad? Chocolate butter drop dew cookie. So it's just a butter drop dew cookie.
Yeah, butter drop dew cookie.
Butter drop dew cookie. And then I'll leave you with this final cool.
That was my nickname in high school.
Butter drop dew. The number one coolest accidental invention. Head chef, I know you know this one.
Babies.
Potato chip. Oh. America's beloved snack of choice were originally developed to annoy a dissatisfied diner in 1853. George Crum, a chef at the Moon Lake Lodge in Saratoga Springs, New York, served French fries to the customer who initially complained that they were too thick. He then made a second batch, which was thinner, but still did not appease him. So over the third batch, in an attempt to further irritate the diner, Crum made the fries that were so thin that they could not be eaten with a fork and oversalted them for good measure. Surprisingly, the dude loved them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are fantastic. Nice. So do I.
Give me 300 of them. This is great. A college football party turned deadly when somebody forgot to bring something, Miles.
What did they forget to bring?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Ryan Berger, offensive lineman for the Oregon State Beavers. Now, this past Saturday, like most college teams, they had a football game. No big deal. And as happens during football games, teams get penalized for a variety of different things. And as my brother has explained, being a referee, he says, look, between plays, and Mike, you heard this with the parabolic mic, you hear a lot of stuff that you're not supposed to air on TV. Well, as it turns out, since he does play offensive lineman, he got called for the most offensive lineman of penalties, which is holding. Not a huge deal.
No.
He got caught. He will admit that he was, in fact, holding, but he got busted for it. Unfortunately, the way this timed out on a national television audience program, as the referee is explaining to the home crowd what the call is and who is against, our honoree Ryan was walking by him. And keep in mind, he did not do this on purpose. It was just the timing of where he was walking, where the ref was standing at the time the ref opened the mic.
Holding offense, number 64. And you're on penalty.
It seems to be the common opinion here.
So what you don't know, it was one of the loudest F-bombs you will ever hear. It was a football player.
He's just screaming in frustration.
Yeah, and but it's just, he's kind of walking behind the official, and he really did not do it to be heard.
But he got picked up on the mic.
Oh, he got picked up.
He's just
up.
Frustrated with himself.
Oh, yeah. Frustrated, but at the time that the ref said, literally when he called his number, he is standing behind him, just walking by him, just, and just, he dropped his head back, and yeah, it went everywhere. But I thought the announcers did a good job of covering it, going, yep, that's the general sentiment.
That beaver's got a dirty mouth.
He does, a dirty, dirty mouth. But I appreciate it. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
All right, it's going to contest on the line for Profile This Now, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.